submitting this before the election, my sincere hope is that our political parties will accept whatever the results are without rancor or violence. However, I think it is clear that we American citizens have become extremely polarized. In a way, we look like two different species, characterized by Webster as distinct and having distinguishing characteristics. It appears that our common human characteristics have split into two or more different species with distinctly different values, perspectives, and even a fear of interbreeding if we cooperate with those who are perceived as distinctly different. I fear if we continue splintering our common human heritage, we will experience a loss of being anchored in communal commitments to move forward to create a better future for ourselves and next generations. One unusual place I find hope for us is in cooperative behaviors between different species. A crow adopts a stray kitten, finding things for it to eat, giving it playtime and protection. Every day, a goat holds the reins of a blind horse and leads him through a woods back to his stable. In an animal sanctuary, Tara, an elephant, protects Bella, a small dog who has suffered a spinal injury. When Bella heals, Tara gently places his huge foot on Bella's tummy, giving it a soft, loving touch. Folks, if radically different species can cooperate and live in harmony, why can't we? I'm Connie Serafin, and that is my perspective.